Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Good morning and aloha from Waikiki Beach. I'm your adventure guide, Bear Wozniak. That's what how we start out our radio show, The Bear Wozniak Adventure. Because that's what being a Christian is. It's an adventure. I just want to remind people that I'm now doing the catechisms Tuesdays through Fridays. And as you know, I do them randomly sometime between 6:45 and 7:45. Because some days we break way to go to Mass early. So the reason why we're not doing Mondays is I have to get up in the middle of the night to do a radio show on the East Coast. And then if I push hard to do the Monday show, I'm not productive the rest of the day. So we're doing our shows on Tuesdays through Fridays. And they just kind of randomly start between 6:45 and 7:45, somewhere in there, because some days we go down to Mass for daily Mass, and so we just kind of want to keep it kind of loose like that. It's the beauty we're on paragraph 508. So when you see that little pound sign under the title, that tells you what paragraph we're on. And this is our fourth year going through the catechism. And so this is our second time through the catechism. This is, we've been going through a summary, very brief summary. The catechism doesn't talk a lot about Mary, but we've been covering that subject. This is the summary of what we've discussed. From among the descendants of Eve, God chose the Virgin Mary to be the mother of his son. Wow. Full of grace, Mary is the most excellent fruit of redemption. So though Mary was full of grace, in other words, she had no sin, she still needed a Savior. She was redeemed by her Son. You and I were saved out of the pit that we fell in, but Mary was saved from falling into the pit. But she still needed a Savior. She still needed the redemption from her Son. So Mary, full of grace, is the most excellent fruit of redemption. From the first instant of her conception, she was totally preserved from the stain of original sin, and she remained pure from all personal sin throughout her life. So original sin is what we received, a concupiscence from the fall from Adam and Eve. But not only that, but she did not fall into venial or mortal sin through her whole life. Mary is truly Mother of God, since she is the mother of the eternal Son of God made man, who is God himself. She is Theotokos. She is the God-bearer. She's the Ark of the Covenant. Mary remained a virgin in conceiving her son, a virgin in giving birth to him, a virgin in carrying him, a virgin in nursing him at her breast. Always a virgin. It's from St. Augustine, by the way, in one of his sermons. with her whole being from Luke. She is the handmaid of the Lord. And that's what really ticks off Satan, right? That this little young handmaiden could deal him such a blow by simply saying the word yes. And conceiving Jesus by the Holy Spirit. The Virgin Mary cooperated through free faith and obedience in human salvation. She could have said no. That's from Lumen Gentium 56. Hi, Martha. Aloha. Hey, that was Steve I saw show up earlier. She uttered her yes in the name of all of human nature. St. Thomas Aquinas from the Theologia 3, part 30. By her obedience, she became the new Eve, the mother of the living. So let's take a moment and just pray a Hail Mary together before we go on to the mystery of Christ. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus, Lord Jesus, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. By the way, I should let you know, this green rosary I have was given to me by Heather Makowicz of Peak Encounter Ministries. You women especially should check her out. We have her on our radio show coming up in the next couple months, but peakencountersomething.org or something.com, but Peak Encounter Ministries. The mysteries of Christ's life. Concerning Christ's life, the Creed speaks only about the mysteries of the Incarnation, the conception, and the birth. And the Paschal mystery of passion, crucifixion, death, burial, descent into the netherworld, resurrection, and ascension. It says nothing explicitly about the mysteries of Jesus' hidden or public life. But the articles of faith concerning his incarnation and pass out over do shed light on the whole of his earthly life. All that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, that's from Acts chapter 1, is to be seen in the light of the mysteries of Christmas and Easter. I'll let you enjoy the beautiful surf that we're experiencing here today. We have beautiful, beautiful waves here this weekend. I got to paddle out with my son, Jeremiah, who's the Lord has brought back to Hawaii, and with Cindy, and he was big. And as I was paddling back from Pops, which is about a third of a mile out, came through the surf break called canoes, I saw the big wave of the day coming. And because I stand up paddle surf usually, I see the surf before everyone who's sitting on their board sees it. So I paddled kind of casually out, minding my own business, like nothing's happening here. And then I turned, and as I paddled to catch this monster wave, everyone else was going, oh no, and they're paddling just to get over it so they don't get killed. But as I dropped in, I took a look back over my shoulder to see what the wave looked like. It was really hollow. It was way over my head. And paddling hard to drop over that threshold and then just free falling and then hollowing out the wave, starting to barrel, and then looking back. I want to encourage you guys to look back sometimes at the power of what the Lord's done in your life, how he stopped you from some of your agenda from happening, some things you really wanted didn't happen, some of the things you thought should happen maybe did, but it took a lot longer than you wished, and then the surprises that God has delivered, brought to you. Just remember to look back and remember God has been with you through everything, and don't always have to know. Sometimes it's confusing. God, why is this happening right now? But just keep the faith and stay close to the power of God. Stay in that barrel and let the power of the Holy Spirit propel you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Viva Cristo Rey and Aloha.
Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees, available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.